Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Aprovecha los deals de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra en grande con nuestras ofertas de esta temporada, como 25% de descuento en árboles de Navidad artificiales preiluminados selectos. Además, antes del corre-corre de Black Friday, obtén gratis herramientas selectas de DeWalt, Cobalt o Craftsman cuando compras una batería o un kit selecto. Porque, seamos honestos, lo gratis nos encanta. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12/3 hasta agotar existencia. Selección varía por lugar.
Opportunities, Mason Rudolph, a heck of a second half for the Steelers.
Yeah, 12 of 16, 127, touchdown pass. He takes the knee, and that is all she wrote. The Steelers win it.
Really appreciative of the efforts. I thought we certainly fought hard. We played hard. Some instances we could have played smarter. So there's individual and collective learning that needs to happen in some of those instances. But that's life. It's good to learn with the win. It was a big AFC North win for us. Aaron's obviously out with a wrist injury. It'll be evaluated in the morning. I'll give you guys more information there.
Yeah, I don't think he is going to. I think we're going to get it from a Schefter or a Rapoport, a Pelissero, a Jordan Schultz. Maybe even Dulac enters the fray, seeing that he has such good connections when it comes to Steelers doctors. Steelers win, but we await word on the severity of Aaron Rodgers' injury as we hang out with you on a Monday from a red-hot electric Rivers Casino Sportsbook. Fans here are loving the first-place Steelers and excited to watch possibly Kenny Pickett play tonight for the Raiders against the Cowboys. Maybe that's the real reason why this place has already filled up, and fans here also getting first dibs on seeing us before our Marconi Award celebration at the Drum Bar tonight at the Rivers. That starts at 6 in 4 hours, but you can pregame here and then head over to the Drum Bar with us at 6, and right at 6, we're going to start handing out free drinks. 300 of them, in fact.
First 300 people.
Yeah.
A free drink.
And we were already putting together a preliminary list of fan, loyal listeners and callers who are going to come out of the woodwork tonight. Carol in Clinton. Anthony in Oakland. Rob in West Mifflin. Adrian in Pittsburgh. Jeff in South Park.
Paul in Washington?
Paul in Washington. Yeah, all these luminaries out there who How about, are part of the culture
aren't there multiple Dave
of this
in North
show
Huntingtons,
and this fan.
Multiple Dave in Delmonts? Don't we have a bunch of Daves out
in the
East?
No, we have a Dave in Delmont.
We have a Dave in North Huntington, I believe.
We do have Dave in North
Tony
Huntington.
Tony in Greensburg, perhaps, will make an appearance.
We had a John in Robinson that spawned fake John in Robinson.
And
I don't know what happened to the original John in Robinson.
Joe and I surmise that the original John in Robinson
is dead.
Is either dead or has gone underground as, like, state's evidence. He also, the original John and Robinson was actually a guy not named John who lived in Las Vegas. So if you're scoring at home, fake John and Robinson is a fake version of a fake version of a person. It's like Inception, but for people pretending to be other people.
So the Steelers blow out the Bengals. I had a funny feeling that would happen, that they would get revenge yesterday. Did you end? You picked the Steelers, right, Donnie?
I did.
What did you end up doing on Sunday, on Friday, Malzie?
I picked the Steelers to win, but the Bengals to cover. I thought it'd be another like high scoring, just shootout affair where they would actually get the better of it. It chafes me to know that whatever hunch you had or that you were playing turned out to be right, even though not halfway through the fourth quarter, but at least some way into the fourth quarter, it still at least plausibly could have been a football game.
So I was not worried when Mason Rudolph went in. I thought Mason Rudolph played better than Aaron Rodgers, all things considered, which should be considered an upset given the fact, like we've heard a million times in the last 24 hours about Shedeur Sanders in Cleveland, when you're the backup quarterback, you don't get any first-team reps. So he went in cold, no rapport with DK Metcalf, really no rapport with the starting offense, haven't heard his voice in the huddle in a long time, etc., and was really good. We heard Kevin Harlan talk about how effective he was in the fourth quarter in the play call to start the show. But my opinion on Sunday might surprise you guys. I think the people out there that think that Rudolph should start against the Bears are dead wrong. It's the one team that Rodgers beats and owns. And if he can play, I want him to play against the team that he has success against. The Steelers do not have success there. They've only won there once in the last 30 years. I get it. They don't play there often. But even if you extrapolate it out, since the merger, I think they've won maybe two games there. It might still be only one. And it doesn't seem to matter who plays for them in those situations, meaning the Bears, who's at quarterback, or how good their team is. It's just a mini, because they don't play there that much, a mini house of horrors for them. And it's literally the exact opposite for Aaron Rodgers. At Soldier Field, he's 12-3 all time. And I also think there's a chance with him, if he thinks he can play, and you deny him the right or the opportunity to play at the Bears, which, let's be honest, among the reasons why he came and signed here, one of them on that list was absolutely, I get to go to Chicago and beat that franchise, which is the, for him, the version of the Browns to the Steelers. It's like Ben getting to go to Cleveland and beat the team that
he got
passed
all
him on draft day.
He got all the revenge tour games he could possibly get, the entirety of the NFC North as a set of opponents.
Yep.
Plus the team that really chafed him last year by telling him to get lost because they didn't want him.
And he said, when talking about the Steelers' rivals, that the Bears are the Packers' rival, and that's the team that he got the most satisfaction and enjoyment out of beating. So it's the psychology of the matchup I just like for him, that he goes there and he expects good things to happen.
Whereas, do you want him to play if he's compromised in any way? If he's like, if he says, hey, my wrist is hurt, but I can go.
Here's the way I would view that. If you watch him play and there's like a botched snap or a ball security thing that goes haywire.
What if he's favoring the wrist somehow? What if you could just tell he doesn't want to turn a certain way to hand the ball off?
Unless it manifests in bad play, I honestly don't care.
Okay.
And if Mason had to play games, I think they would be fine. For this very specific game, I am stunned by the amount of people who have said things like, if both guys are available, I prefer Mason to play.
The jarring thing to see was, on the broadcast, just the cheers coming through on TV when Rudolph jogged out.
Were you there, Donnie?
Yeah.
Was it crazy?
He got a big pop. But yeah.
Did you give him a pop?
Yeah, I mean, I cheered for him.
Donnie, it came through on TV.
He's our guy.
When Kenny first came in for Mitch and people just wanted to see the first-round pick.
Finally, our dude's playing.
That's how it came off.
It did sound like that, no doubt, at least on TV.
I got a message from my buddy that I knew in high school who's, like, Rudolph's biggest fan, who's like, it's finally his time. Like, in real time, he's saying this. And so that was a jarring thing because he's entering a game where the starter didn't play phenomenally well, but it wasn't like Rodgers looked like a bum out there who couldn't move the team.
He did get a hero's welcome,
right?
But they
weren't in a battle where they were losing badly and needed him to ride in on a white horse, is my point. Usually you expect that when there's, for example, Pony.
Yep.
Would you not agree that it makes a lot more sense that there was a raucous cheer, turned out very funny in retrospect, when Shedeur Sanders came into the game and all those people who have been desperate to see him, it's only because of a concussion protocol, but they're desperate to see him, they finally get it. I understand that reaction.
Yeah, because the starter's been horrible.
And Rodgers has not been that good for the last couple of weeks. He's had some rough stretches of play, but they're still entering the game in first place. They're still leading the game when they find out he can't go anymore. Rudolph came in there like Aaron Rodgers was a pariah finally being put out to pasture. That was the reaction. I couldn't believe it.
It did give me a little feel. I mean, you guys know the movie The Replacements.
Yeah.
It did give me a little feel of that game that is played at the end of the movie when Martell gets taken out and then they bring Shane Falco back in. He trots onto the field and the place goes bonkers for him.
You brought Aaron Rodgers here to win games like Sunday. Do you guys disagree with that?
You just brought him here because you thought he was better than guys like Mason Rudolph that you've trotted out.
Yeah,
in the
I understand
past,
that opinions change, but I do think styles make fights, and it's like James Harrison, for example, owning Eric Fisher even when he was, you know, even when Harrison was 98 years old. He
Rodgers
just thrived
gets,
in that matchup.
He clearly gets juiced up going into
right.
that building.
So why would any Steelers
team.
Fan say we prefer to go with Mason
because
here
I,
on Sunday?
Because
if they play Mason Rudolph on Sunday, they're losing. I'll
there's
say
been
it right
a cadre
now.
Of fans that have cheered for and felt Mason Rudolph was done wrong and wanted to see him be the man, even through all of this. There has been this weird revisionist history about Rudolph's time here, like he was never hated, like he was always the people's champion. You know what it reminds me of? Obviously without the actual level of success. Just like the way Fleury, late career with the Penguins, or when he went to the Golden Knights and was awesome there for that first year run to the Cup Final.
Yeah.
People pretended like in 2013, for example, Pony,
yep.
that he wasn't ready to get run out of town on a rail after getting benched. People hated him in 2012 and 2013. He was like public enemy number one. And then a couple of years later, after admittedly a great run to another cup that he helped backstop, it was all is forgiven. Rudolph gets that sort of treatment like this. He didn't get benched for Duck Hodges thing without any of like the real success, unless you count winning three games in a row and then doing what they always do, losing in a playoff game as being success. That's what's never made
yeah,
sense.
Yeah, but you're making the point now where you you're making it sound like you think Rodgers is better undeniably than Rudolph. I'm not even making that case. I just think it's a better matchup for him and has always been. So I'd want to tap into that in this game.
Well, isn't it the counterargument if you're making that very specific case is in 2020 and 2021, very crisp, very good numbers in the road games he played in Chicago. I guess the argument that would support you is the 2022 version of him, which wasn't very good, certainly wasn't an MVP, still went in there and still had good numbers in that game and won.
And I think even though Ben Johnson's there and it's a different cast of characters, I think even in stadium they see Aaron Rodgers and it's like seeing Joe Flacco for Mike Tomlin. Oh, crap, here's the guy that always beats us. Here's the guy that always
although
has
you don't
our
wanna,
number.
You don't want to use that right now because Mike Tomlin did kind of put the boogeyman back under the bed. I've got to give him credit.
412-928-9370. Here's Will in Apollo. Hello, Will.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, man.
Hey, what's going on? Thanks for having me.
Sure.
I'm a Mason Rudolph fan. I'd rather see him continue. And honestly, the way he failed on Sunday Night Football against the Chargers, I lost a lot of faith in Aaron Rodgers. I'm, like, thinking maybe it's just time for him to retire. Hang up the cleats.
He's 12-3 all-time against the Bears. That doesn't mean anything to you? At home?
No, because that's in the past. I think you're only as good as your, you know, how he is now. I don't go off of how he was when he was in his prime. That means nothing to me.
All right, thank you.
Nothing.
I mean, he hasn't been good lately. If the whole entire argument is what have you done for me lately?
Okay,
who's playing better football right now? Then I guess you would say Mason
Rudolph. Let me pose a different
Rudolph.
Question to you. Then I think this is
Mason
more
Rudolph played a good half, and Aaron Rodgers played a kind of
well,
subpar
on.
Half against the Bengals.
You'd always want to, I think, be when you're talking about quarterback play. You'd always want to be a week early rather than a week late. If you get the notion that Aaron Rodgers is healthy enough to play this game, and you put him out there and he plays in a place where he feasts and he looks bad. Are you making a switch for the rest of the year? If he
no.
has a brutal first half, would that be an impetus to say, I think the other guy might be better?
If he is, like you're saying he looks like he did in the Chargers
looks terrible, and they are losing by two scores. You know, they're down 10 or 14 points
yeah.
in a place that he has usually, you know, charged rent for Bears fans to go to.
I honestly think in this game I'd still give him a shot. I'd still give him the second half to try to snap
I don't know,
out
that,
of it.
That just,
and then if he had a bad game, well, then I would probably go to Mason
that's,
Rudolph
that's
Buffalo.
More what I'm getting at is, like, it would be a fact-finding mission, if anything. They're just – their margins, though, as a team are not, I think, great enough that they can put a compromised Aaron Rodgers out there to any degree. That's the one thing I would say here. I do think that there's something to certain guys play well in certain situations independent of team. And, like, his worst year with the Packers at the very end, he still played well there. But if you don't think he's, like, at least 90% and can play the position more or less in a normal way or is going to be worried about getting hit again because of what it might further do to his wrist,
yep.
I don't think you can put him out there because I don't think they're good enough across the board elsewhere to overcome it.
All right, first caller into the show wants Mason Rudolph against the Bears, even though Aaron Rodgers owns the Bears because he thinks Aaron Rodgers now stinks. How about you? 412-928-9370. My God, if you don't have an opinion on this, you don't have a pulse as a Steelers fan. You watched this game yesterday. You watched Mason Rudolph go in. You watched him get a hero's welcome. You watched him play well. But Aaron Rodgers is telling reporters and friends he wants to play against the Bears. So who do you want to play? I think it's Aaron Rodgers. You brought him here to beat the Bears. Agree or disagree? 412-928-9370. That's the Edgar Snyder Associates fan text line. A person in your law firm where they always say they're...
That's life in the big dance. You're going to be challenged in a lot of ways as individuals, as collectives, or collectives within the larger collective. It's our job to adapt and improvise and do what's required to win.
Mike Tomlin on making adjustments with Aaron Rodgers out. Looked like the offense picked up, but enough to make you think about Rudolph for Sunday against the Bears. Take it easy with Aaron Rodgers. He's old as balls. He's 41. Do you want him to rest that wrist and give this game to Mason Rudolph, even though Aaron Rodgers wants nothing more than to play one more time in Chicago at Soldier Field and beat the team that he pestered and demoralized and beat like a drum repeatedly with the Packers? 412-928-9370 is our phone number. We're live at the Rivers Casino Sportsbook at 6. We have our Marconi Award celebration with you, the listener, and it's at the drum bar here. Everybody who shows up is probably going to get a free drink. First 300. Who knows who you're going to see? Apparently Starkey is going to sing a toast at some point. Did you guys know that?
Wait. Sing a toast?
He's going to perform a cappella style.
Can he do that thing where he like grabs his throat and wiggles it?
Where he's like doing, allow me to warm up.
Yeah.
He's such a genuinely odd guy in those situations, and people just gravitate towards it, which I think is sort
they
of
they do a, like the weird.
Which is
There's
a message
no
which is a message to anybody out there that's a little quirky or a little off kilter to just you gotta be yourself. People love it when Joe does it.
All right, people have opinions on what to do at quarterback here and how they feel about Aaron Rodgers. Just to make sure I let everybody know where we stand on this. I want Rodgers to start. You want Rodgers to start, Chris, and you want Rodgers to start, Donnie?
I do.
It's a clean sweep?
I do not want them. I want to make it very clear. I do want him to start because I do think he's still better than Rudolph. But what will bother me, because you're kind of framing it in a way that makes me not nervous, but just I don't agree with. If they, like, nudge him in as the starter, even though he's, like, on the border of healthy enough to go, I just don't like the idea of wasting any series trying to figure out if he actually can go because you feel like, well, he's so good in Chicago and he really
wanted
to play in this game.
Well, that to me is an argument for Rudolph, and I think that's how it's going to be. I don't think he's got a broken bone in his hand. I don't think there's any way he's going to be 100%.
We saw him against the Chargers, and I know he's a gamer, and I know on the play that he got hurt, he took a big hit, then he stayed in the game and at least tried to throw another pass. But, like, against L.A., he's sitting there, he's throwing swing passes and turning his back. Pony, I'm not even saying this to denigrate the guy. He's 41, almost 42 years old. If his hand hurts, and I know they can shoot it full of fun stuff that probably makes his hand practically numb, but if his hand hurts enough that he's going to be acting differently in the face of a pass rush, you can't put him out there no matter how bad he wants to play and no matter how bad he's tormented that team in their building.
Cordell is on the fan, not Stewart. This one's in Oakmont. Maybe it is Cordell Stewart. Hello, Cordell.
Hey, guys. I would go with Rudolph for a week or two. I don't like the idea of Rodgers playing injured. The idea that Rudolph would be a better fit for their offense, I don't think that's the case. But Rudolph at least knows who he is. I think he'll get the ball out quick, and he knows when to throw the ball away when necessary. I still think they're playing somewhat of Rodgers' offense, which, again, he's not worse than Rudolph, but Rudolph's going to go in there and run what they want to do, for better or worse.
I mean, you can try to dress that up any way you want, Cordell, but that sounds like a guy who actually thinks that Mason Rudolph's a better fit for the Steelers the way that you just articulated it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Aprovecha los deals de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra en grande con nuestras ofertas de esta temporada, como 25% de descuento en árboles de Navidad artificiales preiluminados selectos. Además, antes del corre-corre de Black Friday, obtén gratis herramientas selectas de DeWalt, Cobalt o Craftsman cuando compras una batería o un kit selecto. Porque, seamos honestos, lo gratis nos encanta. Lowe's. Nosotros ayudamos. Tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12-3 hasta agotar existencia. Selección varía por lugar.
That's what I heard. He's going to run the offense better?
So what are people... So my question is, what are people basing that off of? I saw, like, I would say I saw from Rudolph maybe three plays where I was like, hey, that looks like a nice classic Rudolph play. The one to Wilson's a good ball.
Yep.
Like, layered over the mid, you know, layered over the defense. Good route concept that he threw with a little anticipation. I thought he threw one over the middle that easily could have been, like, intercepted if it was not, kind of a reach-back play by Jonnu Smith, I want to say it was, to knock the ball back away from the defender. I thought he maybe had, like, the Metcalf plays a pass interference that rarely gets called, but he separated. That's a good ball. And then I thought there was probably one other one that I'm forgetting. But, like, some of his biggest plays were exactly the same as some of the big plays Rodgers made. Throw a very short pass to a receiver, mainly Darnell Washington and Kenneth Gainwell, and watch them do unbelievably good things with it.
Yeah, which has been the Steelers' offense all year.
That does. My point in bringing that up is that doesn't differentiate him that much from Aaron Rodgers. I thought there were one or two plays where he maybe looked a little more calm. Pony, matter of fact.
He did it in the game better than Rodgers did, though. Rodgers could have done that the entire first half against Cincinnati.
Sure.
For whatever reason he didn't.
But you know what? There's another Rudolph play, and I'm not going to like nitpick and say this should, but if you're going to say Rudolph looks so much better, what about the third and short play down in the low red zone where he's got Metcalf and Trent Green points out, just throw him the ball. You're not going to find a bigger window. He's open. He's crossed his man's face.
Mm-hmm.
You have the first down if you throw it, and Rudolph just stares at him and doesn't throw the ball. And then they don't get a first down as a result.
Logan in Waynesburg. Hello, Logan.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're good.
Hey, I mean, Chris kind of took my argument here. I agree with him pretty much. I think Rodgers should play. I think he runs the offense very well. But only if he's 100%.
He's not going to be. I mean, that's he has a broken hand.
At 41, that's what you
he's
get.
He's not going to be 100%. There's no way. He's going to be maybe healthy enough to play, but he's not going to be 100%.
If Mason has to play, I think there's not a throw that Rodgers can make that Rudolph can't make. But I think Rodgers just has it in between the ears a little better with the pre-snap, and I think he reads the defense a little better. And
Rodgers
is 100%. I think he wants another chance to go kill the Bears one more time.
Tom Brady's
tormented the Steelers for how many years?
Gotcha, Logan. Appreciate the call. But to me, that's not a realistic hypothetical. He's not going to be 100%.
No one breaks a bone on Sunday, and by the following Sunday is like, hey, I'm good. Bone is all – like, he should be studied like Wolverine from the X-Men if a bone heals in 7 days.
I mean, we played that game with Will Howard, who's about 20 years younger than him. Oh, he just, hit his finger in practice. He'll be fine, and he missed –
months.
2 months because of it.
Oh, the Will Howard people are out because he might be one snap away. Johnny the Barber, those 10,000 barbers out there are just foaming at the mouth for some Will Howard.
Let's see what our number one stoner listener has to say about this. Johnny and Farrell. Hello, Johnny.
Hey, guys. I still think we're asking the wrong questions here. Quarterback, I'd rather be Rodgers, definitely. I want to be healthy, at least 75, 80%, 90 maybe. But to me, it's like I said with that no-huddle stuff, I believe that. But let me give you some names, okay? Andre Hastings, Corey Holiday, Ernie Mills, Cordell Stewart, Yancey Thigpen, Mark Bruner, Tracy Green, Jonathan Hayes. Now, we went to the Super Bowl with them guys, right?
Yes.
So this roster we have is more than good enough on offense. And the defense that year, Woodson was out. Okay? They gave up 20.4 points. Right now, we're giving up 22.4.
I know, but you can't compare 1995 football to 2020.
No. My point is that we're asking the wrong questions here. The question is it's not the quarterback. It's how we're running the offense. You saw it yesterday. When we went to a little bit of a hurry up there, we got down the field, and then the show killer, Art, he slowed it down, and we kicked a field goal. I'm telling you, that's the key here.
Thanks,
and
Johnny.
Hold on.
I don't think pace had anything
to
do with it.
Donnie, you were in the stadium. Was it a noticeably quicker pace when they started to move the ball a little bit with Mason?
I don't think so.
I didn't notice it at all on the broadcast.
I think the only thing that some people get caught up with was something as simple as like plays where both quarterbacks will just roll out, and it's like, well, Mason can move better than Rodgers can. Like, all right, well, yeah, one guy's 42 years old, he can move a little bit better, but it's not like we went from Aaron Rodgers to Lamar Jackson.
I mean, if you really got to be like a staunch Mason Rudolph believer and think that if he gets like the reps with the ones for a week, that he is going to walk out there and basically look like he did against Seattle or the Bengals 2 years ago, actually want him to play.
Some people do, and some are very prominent, and we'll go over some of those names between now and 6 o'clock who do think he's going to look like that against Chicago, given the chance. Follow us on Twitter, brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them, southhillskia.net. The vast majority of our listeners so far want Mason Rudolph to play over Aaron Rodgers, even if Rodgers gets cleared to play, even with Rodgers' great winning experiences and pedigree against the Bears. 412-928-9370. Who would you choose? 412-928-9370. We'll give you our PM team plays of the game coming up, which might include the Steelers' play of the year to this point. But first, a Donnie headline. Demand, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. You can watch us on X. We are live there right now. You go to the 93.7 The Fan page. You can't see us because we are at the Rivers Casino Sportsbook, but you can still watch and listen that way.
Donnie, though, has helpfully taken a picture of our setup here, looking down the line at us because he is now on site for these big shows.
Yeah.
You can see stickers all over my laptop and Pony sitting there.
I don't know why they
paper everywhere.
I don't know why we couldn't take the video cam we use to do interviews and put the camera on both of our laptops.
Yeah.
And then people could see us. You know what I mean?
I think, Donnie? I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I don't know how that would work with
the board. I think that the folks back at the back at technical services, though, I know this. They're working on getting cameras where we would be visible no matter where we go.
Yeah, well, they should do that because it's becoming more and more not just an audio medium but a visual one. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+. Watch your local NFL game all season long. Kicking off with that huge Week 12 matchup between the Steelers and Bears, visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. The Steelers' success on CBS continues. Undefeated when playing on the network that brought us Everybody Loves Raymond and Big Brother. They've not lost.
Really?
King of Queens?
Yep. They are, what are they now? They're 5-0 on CBS.
Isn't it called the Tiffany Network?
It used to be, Malsy, but that's like an antiquated term that, of course, you would know.
Well, you clearly knew it because you said instantly, yeah, that's what they used to call
5-0
it.
5-0 on CBS, 1-4 everywhere else.
Who's got the Super Bowl this year?
I thought it was NBC.
Yes, that's right.
Damn it.
Yeah.
Can you imagine they just somehow get on a run? They get only CBS games. They manage to get all the way through to
a Super Bowl.
They're
on CBS this week, and I think we're getting Ian Eagle and T.J. Watt again. Back to that
They're becoming, so Aditi's group chat with Spiro and Archuleta used to be called just NFC South chat or whatever. We're becoming the Ian Eagle, J.J. Watt, home away from home.
No doubt. This will be the fifth game
they do. And much to my chagrin, again, I continue to point out, Watt is pretty good at this and never really, like, at all does the whole, hey, T.J. is my brother. That's cool.
He did Bills and Bucks, and I thought both those guys were fantastic.
Yeah, they're good. Ian's awesome. I mean, Ian and his son are both really, really good.
All right, let's get to our PM team plays of the game, and we'll get back to more of your calls. Let's start with mine, Chaz.
Gainwell again out of the backfield. Jones the block at the left tackle. The muscular tight end Washington running roughshod, bulldozing, plowing. Wow! Catch and run! 31!
Bulldozing, plowing, wow. I honestly don't think it'll get the fanfare, the hoopla of Bettis over Urlacher because that play beget winning a Super Bowl.
Yes.
But find me a more impressive physical run and catch in Steelers history. Good luck. Seriously.
Le'Veon Bell dribbling Dre Kirkpatrick's head off of the ground.
But it was one guy, and it was one guy.
Isn't Bettis a little bit more impressive because Darnell Washington is a large man taking out secondary guys who are Geno Stone, pride of Newcastle. He made a business decision.
But he took on three men.
He took on Urlacher, though, one-on-one, and that's like the two Rams meeting on the mountain, and Urlacher lost that battle decisively.
But three guys weigh more than one man.
Not one at a time, they don't. The first guy got stiff-armed into the turf.
No, and then the third guy got sent about 5 yards.
But I would argue Jaylen Warren maybe has made a more physically impressive run if we're talking about breaking tackles this year.
But he's already exuded and used energy to knock the first two guys over, and then he still headed in him to do the third one.
It was an awesome play, but it's more like funny, this is great to watch a humongous human being stiff arm a guy like it's his son playing in like a turkey bowl.
Yeah.
Then Geno Stone, basically, they claimed he was going for the punch the ball out on the broadcast. My favorite part of the play is DJ Turner, who could play for the Steelers any day, I think that guy's really good, he at least gets in front of him and tries to, like, do something and gets absolutely flung backward like he's getting tossed out of the club for having the audacity to attempt to tackle one-on-one.
When Derrick Henry threw the Bills corner, used to play for the Panthers.
Josh Norman.
Josh Norman.
Like, everyone went nuts over that.
How about
that?
Vance McDonald ending Chris Conte's
career? That, too. I don't think Vance McDonald's stiff arm was better than what
Washington's ones are fun did. Because it's like you get to
he took out three guys.
There's the anticipation of the situation occurring. You're like, oh man, he's got like a couple of steps here to get going. If he gets his arm on this guy, he's going to absolutely annihilate him. Geno Stone just looked like he tried to do something cool where he dove at or behind him, but just Washington put his head down thinking he was going to get hit and nothing happened.
I honestly didn't see this coming with Washington. He's legitimately developed into a very good all-around
player.
Well,
here's the thing that's making me...
And not just a blocker.
Here's what's got me excited. He's obviously, like, the injury worries with the knees are just like, you never know how long he'll hold up. Don't you guys see him also just getting a lot more confident with each, like, rep that he gets, and he gets the ball and he realizes, oh, wait, nobody wants to even go near me because they're afraid of me. And he's starting to embrace those little parts of the game. Like, I'm not saying he's ever going to be a 1,000-yard receiver, but he looks like a guy that's demonstrably more comfortable catching the ball.
He can take guys out, and he can also, you know, make those basketball catches too, where he just uses his body to get separation.
Tony, I like him in the open. I like him in the open field more than on the jump ball catches because I just don't think anyone wants to get in his way.
Yeah, I mean, imagine being a defensive back that's like 180 pounds, and that guy's coming down the tracks at you.
I think there's an argument to be made that his 18-yard catch on 3rd and 17 is even more impressive because it's two guys running right at him, and poor Geno Stone at least gets him by the legs, and he just falls forward for an extra yard.
All right, let's do Donnie's next. Hit it, Chaz.
3rd and 9. Sample the block. It's intercepted. It's picked off by Tugger. He's got room to roam. There's a block on the play by Herbig. You can't kiss him goodbye. Touchdown. Pick 6.
I felt like this was the point in the game where they were going to be able to put it away. It helped them create some separation because even when Aaron Rodgers went out, Jaylen Warren went out for a little bit, and we got a lot of Kenneth Gainwell in the second half. It was a close game. It was a one-score game. If Cincy goes on to score a touchdown on that drive, they take the lead. Now, I think any of us three could have physically picked the football off. It was that bad of a throw.
Yeah, but we've seen Steelers DBs drop balls like that
year. We have. But then to Duggar's credit, he's able to pretty much take it flat-footed the entire rest of the way. And man, I would say in the three games so far they've had him, all of the people that we heard from in New England that
can't
basically
move.
Said this guy was broken down.
Yeah.
You know, all the guys that you guys talked to up there said, yeah, it's just going to be more of the same. The guy's past his days. He had good years a few years ago, but he's got nothing left. He seems to have something in the tank.
A couple things about the play. I don't know if you guys noticed. I think it was Drew Sample still trying to get back, just begging for the holding call.
Oh,
on Herbig.
Yeah.
And then
a flop.
All right, I like this player a lot, and we all know Tomlin is a big fan of him as an opposing player. The reverse angle especially, T. Higgins just kind of is like,
Well, I thought Chase should have made the tackle inside the five.
Well, no, but you can see Higgins trying to run him down for a while, and it looks like he's slowly gaining. And then at about the 30-yard line, he just says, screw it. Yeah, you know what? I've had enough of this.
Yeah, that's what
I just thought. It was an odd lack of effort play from a guy that I don't think has like a reputation as not putting forth the effort.
All right, let's get to Mulsey's number one play.
Given the appearance of rushing five, I'd be hard-pressed to think they're going to do that. They drop out into zone. Oh, my gosh. They let him over the top. Gainwell. Washington a block and a first-down run staggering to the 35. What a block by the tight end, Washington. And Gainwell followed it perfectly for a first down to the Bengal 35, a catch and run of 20.
Let me just submit this to the committee here for this reason as my play of the game. I had to do the thing where I watched the game back knowing the outcome because I was in transit back from Annapolis during the game yesterday, and I didn't want to listen to it because I wanted to just watch it clean. So I knew that they won the game. I didn't know, though, that that play happened the way it did. At that point, it's 20-12. It's still a one-score game. They've done a very good job on Flacco. They've earned full marks. That is just not a give-up play, but that is a pass that's maybe a yard ahead of the line of scrimmage on third down, and at that point they are nowhere near field goal range. He's got to get most of that 11 to even have a sniff at it, and on a day like yesterday with how windy it was, they're probably not going to let Boswell try like a 60-yard field goal out there. He doinked an extra point in. Mm-hmm. And Gainwell makes a great play. Washington with another phenomenal block. They catch him just hamming it up after he just annihilates people. Gainwell's one shoestring tackle from probably taking that to the house. I just thought where the game was and then how that drive ended up finishing, I think that is a massive play because if he gets taken down after 4 or 5 yards there,
they got a tough decision to make.
They
there.
Maybe have to punt it away. And then, listen, Flacco hasn't been good, but that's still a live wire you're dealing with up only 8 points.
Those were our PM team plays of the game. Surprised none of us picked the missed two-point conversion by Cincinnati.
They chased that point. They did.
I get why they did it, because their defense stinks, and they probably figured it was going to be another shootout.
Makes a lot more sense, though, if you miss the extra point somehow on the kick, and you're like, well, obviously we're going to go closer and do it again here maybe because we didn't get it. But
yeah.
I thought the play call was kind of whack, too. I thought it was a terrible play call.
Just a Chase Brown snap.
Yeah, like they send Flacco in motion. Ah, yes.
If he threw it to Flacco, it's an easy score. Did you see that?
Did you imagine?
In the stadium? He was wide open, but Donnie. No one even defended
that's
him.
That's clearly, though, a situation where I don't even think that they install that necessarily.
Well, then why is Flacco even on the field? If he's
That's a good point, man. Why wouldn't you just put an extra big blocker in there to try to get your numbers even better? I agree. I just thought the play call was way worse than the decision to go for it.
412-928-9370. We're talking about the Steelers win over the Bengals and what they do at quarterback now. We've seen an onslaught, a deluge of fans who think, regardless of Aaron Rodgers' injury, who want to see Mason Rudolph play against the Bears. Let's see if Mr. Old School is one of those guys. Hello, Mr. Old School.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Aprovecha los deals de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra en grande con nuestras ofertas de esta temporada, como 25% de descuento en árboles de Navidad artificiales preiluminados selectos. Además, antes del corre-corre de Black Friday, obtén gratis herramientas selectas de DeWalt, Cobalt o Craftsman cuando compras una batería o un kit selecto. Porque, seamos honestos, lo gratis nos encanta. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12/3 hasta agotar existencia. Selección varía por lugar.
¿Oh? Hey, good afternoon, guys. And, yeah, I'm one of those guys. I without a doubt, want to see Mason Rudolph for this reason. We didn't bring Rodgers in here to beat the Bears. We brought him in here to win a playoff game. And I don't want to risk a playoff win for the ego of him wanting to play the Bears. Everybody knows Mason Rudolph is good as a backup, but once you learn the backup style, you beat backups. We want our main guy ready for the playoffs, and we shouldn't let that go just so he can say, I beat the Bears one more time. He already beat them 24 times.
I know, but you can't – I don't think you can concede – I think this is a huge game on Sunday. Like, I honestly think even though it's an NFC game and it's not going to make a difference in tiebreakers, the AFC is going to end up being so congested, you lose a game like that, it might be the difference between you making and missing the playoffs. I don't think it's a game
that's winnable by Mason. It's not. They're not a great defensive. They're not a great team.
They're a bad defense. They're an objectively bad defense. They're 26th in the league in scoring defense.
Well, the Bengals were a bad defense. I mean,
it was not a virtuoso offensive performance by the Steelers. They scored two defensive touchdowns.
Right. They scored 20 points against the Bengals. Would you say that's a good offensive effort?
I thought it was, again, like an okay offensive day. They're a little bit more on rhythm, but they weren't great by any stretch.
I mean, it's a road game, and the Steelers play worse on the road, and they haven't won in Chicago since Mr. Old School was in elementary school.
We do have evidence, though, of Rudolph going into a place where they don't win, Seattle, and actually getting a dub as the starter. In that 2023 year, they had a bad track record there. Ben never won
there, did he? But Chicago's also red hot right now. And you can say their point differential stinks and they're not that good. I don't know. They kind of feel to me like a Steelers team where you look at their record and you look at their stats and you say, this team shouldn't be 7-3 right now. But they find a way to win games. They basically out Tomlin teams and win all their one-score games.
And
you're going to go there on the road with a backup quarterback and win? Why are people acting like that's like a good situation for us? It's not.
Well, the team that they didn't beat in this little stretch of 7-1 football is the Ravens. And the Steelers are not like the Ravens. They're like most of these other teams that the Bears have beaten.
Yeah, that team played a backup that day in Huntley, but it was also on the road. And I think that that is a significant difference. Where these games get played matters. If the Steelers played the Colts in Indianapolis, right now I would expect them to lose the game by double digits. They killed them at home.
I don't know.
I think that's a huge aspect of these games. I just do.
Well, the one thing that's not happening with the Bears anymore is that they're not like turning against Williams. There's not like a crowd that's restless. Like,
they run the snot out of the ball.
There's a weird level of belief, though,
and they're well coached.
There's a weird level of belief in what they're trying to do now, which I don't think you could have said about them, say, last year. I think Rudolph could win the game. I don't want them to start Rodgers in a situation where they end up taking him out after a quarter because they realize it's not working and then they've burned how many possessions potentially as a result. Like, it's just tough value judgment to make too because it's a broken bone. Presumably it could get worse.
All right, Chris, but let me flip it on you. What if Rodgers healthy enough to play and you start Rudolph and he looks like crap in the first quarter? Do you go to Rodgers then?
If Rodgers is healthy enough to play.
He's cleared to play.
Then he should go.
He's not going to be 100%.
I know, but I could deal with it at 90%. I just got to like watch him and see like that. This is where I think the cleared to play part, and then this is where I think coaches make a lot of money because you got to watch him in practice and be willing to extrapolate. Hey, could he do this? Could he do this? Could he do this? And you don't
who knows
know
how much he's going to practice. I would think those reps go to Rudolph just to get him ready.
Well, but you don't even then know too. Even if he does practice a lot and take a lot of reps, how it's actually going to look when somebody has a chance to hit him. And then here's the other thing I wonder: say they start Rodgers. Not that they haven't been a quick game team all year; they have been. Are they even more extreme in that regard? Do they even like take anything that could be a deep shot or a shot play out of the playbook? Because if it requires him being protected or maybe taking a hit as he throws, they don't want to do it.
My thing with him playing with the broken bone is it probably is going to be a pain tolerance thing. It can't get any – the only thing that would get, in theory, worse is that he gets hit enough where it's going to take longer for it to heal, and it turns into something that he has to deal with the entire season. But, like, I don't think it's going to be – that broken bone's not going to, you know, turn into more broken bones in his hand. It's just going to be a situation he's going to have to deal with. It probably is going to be a situation he has to deal with for the rest of the year regardless.
What do you think the old cowboy would do?
He'd play. 100%.
Don't
you agree?
How many?
Yes.
He would play. How many times would the camera over under 40 and a half for the game catch him like completing a pass, flexing his wrist, shaking it a little bit?
I know you're making a joke, but I honestly think it's a good point. You think Brady would play with this injury? 100%.
No, I think.
Remember when he had that huge cut on his hand for the Super Bowl?
I think the greats would play with the injury. I think like I also do think Rodgers is a tough dude. I know against the Chargers it felt like he was making business decision type of throws, but I think by and large he has proven to be a pretty tough guy, both here and in other places.
I mean,
in
it started
career.
With the huge cheer for Rudolph at the stadium Sunday, and we're seeing it again in our phone calls and our listeners' reactions.
I just want Mason Rudolph on Sunday. I know, but I just cannot reconcile. He had three great games in 2023. He was bad for the Titans. You haven't seen him this year, and people reacted like the savior was coming on.
412-928-9370. Where do you come down on that? 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. We are live at the Rivers Casino Sportsbook. In about 3 hours, our thank you to our listener event begins at the Drum Bar here. Free drinks for the first 300 fan listeners who show up and want to hang out with us. Our entire staff will be here except our boss, who's in Disney World right now and spending gobs and gobs and gobs of money and probably isn't listening because he's on the teacups right now with his kids. All right. Is there an update on Ja'Marr Chase? Has he been suspended yet? We'll tell you. Jalen Ramsey got spit on. Does that excuse his behavior in Sunday's game getting thrown out? We'll talk about it. Quick timeout, then a long commercial-free segment. It's the PM team.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Aprovecha los deals de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra en grande con nuestras ofertas de esta temporada, como 25% de descuento en árboles de Navidad artificiales preiluminados selectos. Además, antes del corre-corre de Black Friday, obtén gratis herramientas selectas de DeWalt, Cobalt o Craftsman cuando compras una batería o un kit selecto. Porque, seamos honestos, lo gratis nos encanta. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12/3 hasta agotar existencia. Selección varía por lugar.